Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhara Dhari Jaya. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Ganasari. Amuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda Shadvaita Kadarha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinoda.
Yes. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Kri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Pranavip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuraman Reti Dham Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Shalita Bhakti Vrinda Glory Samdavoti Glory Samdavoti is all glory Samdavoti is all glory Shri Guru Ranga Kamanandi.
I forgot to announce, tomorrow is a Chandan Jatra, very rare, once a year festival. So please try to come and have darshan or through webcam. Thank you.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. There's no book after finding them. Right? No book? Okay. I don't see anything. Is this a book? That's the Bhagavatam. This is Namamita, and that is Lilamita. So three, but no four. And this is Bhakti Ranakara, I brought it.
Oh, we have the other one.
What? You found one?
Yeah, 186.
Janalamita Bujo Ganaka Vedato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Tacho Vishwambaro Gijibaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Kuru Navatara Havishwambaraham Vasamaya Paymaika Ha Parmasuta Hadrada Hidaya Brashtaika Bandhuttama Ha Siteshwara Chara Charapati Goravati Nakshama Ha Shivasakata Dharishta Vishama Tamega Dishtangatihi. So here we're reading 186 and chapter 17 Majalila. Tako Patishta Shutayo Vibhinna. Nasa Rajiya Shamatana Binna. Dharma Shetatan Nihitangahaya. Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanha. Tako patishtha shutayo vibhinna. Nasa vishir yasya matan abhinna. Dharmasya tattvam hitam gahayam. Mahajano yena gata sabhanta.
Thank you.
Taraka. Dry argument. Apatistha. Not fixed. Shutaya. Vedas. Vibhinna. Possessing different departments. Nah. Not. Aso. That. Rishi. Great sage. Yasha. Whose. Matam. Opinion. Na. Not. Innam. Separate. Dharmasya. Of religious principle. Chatvam. True. Nihitam. Placed. Guhayam. In the heart of a realized person. Mahajanaha. Self-realized predecessors. Yena. By which way? Gata. Acted. So. That. Panta. The pure unadulterated path. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. The solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajanas advocate. Purport. This is a verse spoken by Yudhisthira Maharaj in Mahabharata, Vanaparva. So, nothing is said in the purport, but it's been vastly commented on this verse. It's been used in many times. Tarko Patista. In fact, it may have been quoted in the last so many verses. But so it's in continuing the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And so this verse is being put here apparently as conclusion or pramana for the conversations that's been going on describing Mahajans, real Mahajans. And some people accept Elvis Presley as Mahajan. Prabhupada's making the point in different places. Acharyas have made the point that various persons are accepted as Mahajan. And, but this is the, in the last paragraph before this, it said, to select our Mahajans in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have to follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representatives, his next representatives, Srirup Damodara, and then he goes on to describe the six Goswami. And the followers of Vishnu Swami, Sridhar Swami, the most well-known commentator, he is a Mahajan. So, although there are 12 big Mahajans, we can take it that Mahajan means a great person. Jana is a person, and a Maha is a great. So, onward with this Chaitanya Charita. This is 187. Tabe se vipra prabhu ke bhikya karayla. Is it up there? Madhupurira loksa prabhu ke dekite aila.
Madhupurira loksa prabhu ke dekite aila.
Translation. After this discussion, the Brahmin gave lunch to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all the people residing in Mathura came to see the Lord. So although this is one simple Bengali verse, it's describing something quite beyond the encompassing our mind, because it says here, Loka sab prabhuke dikite oilo. All the people in Mathura came to see the Lord. So I don't know how many people were residing in Mathura at the time.
Next
Sokho Vitella. Lak Sankhya Lok Aweshe Nohike Gon Nahika Gonan. Bahiye Hanya Prabhu Dilo Darashan. People came by hundreds of thousands and no one could count them. So I think Sankhya is mentioned in other places, like the coward boys, they had different amounts of cows. So I didn't go back and look it up, but a Sankhya is like a lot. And of course, a lakh is, that's 100,000. But lakh Sankhya, that's more than 100,000. That's a lot. That's millions and millions, because Sankhya is more than 100,000. So if you have a, it depends how you take this word, lakhs and Sankhyas, or lakh / Sankhya, or it's a lot. Koti, Sankhya, Padmas, there's different amounts of counting. So it says here, Bahir Prabhu Dilo Darashan. People came by hundreds of thousands. No one could count them. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the house to give audience to the people. Bahir Hangi Prabhu Dilo Darashan. You know, he came out of the house. I don't know if he was standing up on something. When you have this other descriptions where many people came to see the Lord, like at Vijayavachaspati's house, when he came there after he had not been in Bengal in about 10 years. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reputation had, when he was there, of course, it was Nimai Pandit and everybody knew who he was, more or less. But then when he left, it increased. So when he came, many people had not gotten to see him or didn't take it that seriously. So when he came back, then it's described also, many, many people came and he came out and gave darshan. It happens like that. And he's described like the sun. And many people are up in trees, rooftops. So here, they came out to see him. Next verse, 189. Bahutuli balbale prabhu hari bolo dhani. Preme mottal nache lok hare hari dwani. So I'll say some of the words here. Bahu Tuli means he raised his arms. And of course, he said, vibrate the sound. The Hari Bolo Dwani. Dwani is this vibration, the sound. So, Preme Mata Nache Lo Kore Hari Dwani. So here it says also, when the people assembled, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his arms. You'll see many times Vrindavan Das Thakur or other great persons, they tell you, raise your arm, or Lord Chaitanya is raising his arm, but they'll say, raise your arms and chant. Raise. This is going to tie, this is how we dance, arms raised. Of course, the modern dance is a little different. He said, he raised his arms, and he said very loudly. So very loudly means we have no conception, because when Mahaprabhu was in Radhadesh crying and he got separated, it was only Mukunda, Nitai, and one or two others. They could hear him crying from 2 miles away. So he can put out some loud... if
this,
So he can, it says very loudly. He said very loudly, Hari Bol! I remember one time when one of those bands came, 108 or what is the other one? Saranagati, you went.
Huh? Shelter.
Shelter band. They went up to, I think, Sarva Sach's house, and they were performing or doing something. And I could hear it at my house, but they had amplification, and you could hear just thump. Many times I can hear the kirtan from here, even if not that far away, maybe half mile from my house, but I can hear even without the amplification. But depends on the ambiance of the layout of the land, the lay of the land. So Mahaprabhu puts an extra level on it. He can. Okay, so the people responded to the Lord and became ecstatic, as if mad. They began to dance and vibrate the transcendental sound. Hari. So 190, get through these verses here. Yamunara Chabis Gate Prabhu Koilosnam. Se vipra prabhu ke de kaya tirtastham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in 24 ghats along the bank of the Jamuna, and the Brahmana showed him all the places of pilgrimage. Purport. The 24 ghats, bathing places, along Yamuna are Abhimukta, Adirudha, Guhya Tirtha, Prayag Tirtha, Kanakala Tirtha, Tinduka, Surya Tirtha, Vrata Swami, Dhruva Ghat, Rishi Tirtha, Moksha Tirtha, Bodha Tirtha, Gokarna, Krishna Ganga, Vaikuntha, Ashikunda, Chatu Samudrika Koop, Akura Tirtha, Yagika Viprastam, Kubja Kupa, Ranga Stal, Mancha Stal, Malaya Yuda Stan, and Das Ashrameha. 191. Swayambhu Vishram Dirga Vishnu Bhuteshva.
Swayambhu Vishram Dirga Vishnu Bhuteshva.
Mahavidya Gokarnadi Deki La Vista. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all the holy places on the banks of the Yamuna, including Swayambhu, Vishram Ghat, Dirga Vishnu, Bhuteshvara, Mahavidya, and Gokarna. Vanadeki Bari Jari Prabhur Mana Horlo. Seta Brahmane Prabhu Sangete Laila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see the various forests of Vrindavan, he took the Brahmana with him. Madhuvan Talaka Muda Bahula Bangela. Dahan Dahan Snan Kori Prema Vishta Hoyla. Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the various different forests, including Madhuvan, Talaban, Kamudaban, Bahulaban. Wherever he went, he took his bath with great ecstatic love. Purport. The word Vana means forest. Vrindavan is the name given to the forest where Srimati Vrindadevi, Tulasi Devi, grows profusely. Actually, it is not a forest as we ordinarily consider a forest, because it is very thick with green vegetation. There are 12 such vanas in Vrindavan. Some are located on the western side of the Yamuna, others on the eastern side. The forests situated on the eastern side are Bhadraban, Bilvaban, Lohaban, Bandiraban, and Mahaban. On the western side are Madhuban, Talaban, Kamudaban, Bahulaban, Kamyaban, Kadiraban, and Vrindavan. These are the 12 forests of the Vrindavan area. Okay. So, I'm not a well-practiced Padayatri, I don't go around Vrindavan that much, so I couldn't speak on every one of those, but I brought with extra backup from the Bhakti Ratnakara where it talks about it. But first we'll talk about some of these verses. So the Tarko Pratishta, the famous verse, everyone memorized it? Raise your hand. You did? Anyone doesn't know that verse? Tarko Pratishta, that was the first verse. So that's an important verse. Actually, I met some sannyasis. They said that, this was a long time ago, but interesting, just an interesting anecdote. They said that there was one sannyasi who was quite off at one time. So we were saying, well, you know, that sannyasi is not preaching exactly right. So he used this verse as evidence that it was okay, because it says here that in the beginning of the verse, first part, Nasau Rishi, Prabhupada used to say Nasau Munya for some reason. So for years before we saw it printed, we would hear Prabhupada many times. So now my head is still says Nasau Munya, yes, sir. But Muni and Rishi are pretty similar. So it says, you cannot be a Rishi unless you have a difference of opinion.
Because there's a famous Bengali one, Nana Muni Nana Ma.
Probably. But the point this particular sannyasi was making that so-and-so is okay because he has a different philosophy, therefore that's good. But he didn't understand. Now he understands it. So anyway, he got over it. I said, no, I think you got it backwards. See, it says here, you accept from the Mahajanas, we're not Munis, that Munis, the Stittadhir Muni is mentioned in Bhagavatam also, that he is a devotee. Stittadhir means he's fixed in one opinion with Krishna's opinion. Huh? Yeah, he's here, you can see him, yeah, subtle body. So Stittadhir Muni. So when we read these verses, yeah, we shouldn't need, I mean, a purport to it, but if we have Brahman initiation especially or something, we should be familiar with these verses and what is the essence, how Prabhupada used it, how the Acharyas have used the verses. But one thing that really came to me here was all the people in Mathura came to see the Lord. And the other thing is, he raised his arms, he said, Hari Bo, Hari. So Hari, I saw 1,300 hits for the word Hari in Prabhupada's Veda base, because so many are repeated. But Hari Toshanam, Hari is used, Hari Kata, Katin Nakuryat. Who will not be attracted to Hari Kata? Hari Lila, Hari Lila Mritava Chaha. In the Bhagavatam, it was described that the Lord of Death, Yamaraj, was invited to the Kata, Hari Lila Kata, because he's very attracted to Hari Lila, Hari Kata. Therefore, everyone there was very fortunate in the Naimashranya forest. Hari Lila Amrita Vachaha. So the word Hari is used many times throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout all the Shastras. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Hare it, Akshara Dvayam. If one goes through all the Vedas, but he doesn't come to the conclusion that Hari, these two syllables, Hari, are the final conclusion of the Veda. Just this, Hari, Hari. So, although we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Still, this word, Harikata, is used so many times. Hari Lila, Harikata. So, therefore, Harinam, Harinam. We ask everyone to chant the Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Harir Iti, Rama Iti, Krishna Iti is described in the Chaitanya Upanishad that the characteristic of Mahaprabhu is that he chants these words also, Hari. and Krishna and Rama. So Hari is an, it takes away. Hari Hari Vipale Janama Guaino. Prabhupada used to sing a song, one of his favorite songs. Hari Hari Vipale. I have not surrendered to Hari because Hari will take away our material desires. Just like a lion. The lion is called Hari also, because he takes away a lot of things. A lion can kill. Narsingadeva is also known as Hari. He takes away Rukmini, like that. So we want to chant Hari and become attracted more and more to these Hari. Hari Lila Amrita Vachaha. And people here describe that as ecstatic. Mata. Mata means mad. Sometimes the word mada also means intoxicated, so it's similar also. Matak means mad. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with the Prakashananda and all his followers, Nachaga Bhakta Sange Hoy Mada Mata, he described that I became mad by chanting. Kiba, I was dancing, chanting, because the Prakashananda immediately said, you are a very respectable brahmana, but you're going around with all these mad people, sentimentalists. In other words, the sannyasis are generally pretty puffed up. They, Prabhupada mentions it several times. They learn big Sanskrit, they know a lot of grammar, especially grammar, and you cannot become even a sannyasi or a bona fide Mayavadi sannyasi if you are not very conversant with Sanskrit grammar. And so, but they knew, they heard somewhere along in the back of their mind, they heard that this Nimai Pandit was actually a Sanskrit scholar, and he, so they're a little, you know, respectful, they're very respectful. Actually, when Mahaprabhu came and they saw his effulgence and they heard his voice, and they became very pleased immediately. So, but Mahaprabhu, he described how he had become mad. So Mahaprabhu becoming mad means he's distributing, it says here, Dilo Darshan, he's giving his darshan. But also he's giving the fruits of love of God. I'm Eka Malakar, one gardener, and I'm gardening, and he's actually the tree. This tree produces so many fruits of love of God. So Mahaprabhu is also a moving tree. He's an inconceivable tree. He's not only the gardener of the tree, but he is the tree itself. And sometimes described that the different branches of the tree, there's main branches, madmen also, Nityananda, supreme madman, Pagal, he's described as, he's Avadhut, madman. And so their main objective is to see, when they see that everyone is taking this Krishna consciousness pet bottle, that their bellies are filled with the fruits of love of God. They roll gadagadi jai, they're rolling on the ground. Hari rasa madira madati mata, taking the Hari, the name Hari, Krishna, madati mata. Rupa Goswami says, rolling on the ground, Hari Rasa, this Rasa of the name of Hari, Hari Rasa, Mother Madhati Mata, Bhuvi Vila Tamana Tamo Nivashama, rolling on the ground, completely oblivious. Mahaprabhu showed the topmost example of madness. Yugai Dham Nimishena Chakusha is simply crying, where is Krishna? In the beginning, he was giving basic idea, Chaitra Dharpana Marjana, and gradually his Shikshashtik builds up. Ashlish Shabha, we don't care what, he doesn't care. So similarly, Mahaprabhu was speaking with Prakashananda, and he was saying like that, Ebram Bhatta Sapiya Nama Kirtya, Kirtya, Jatana Raga, Druta Chitta Ucha. When one is completely intoxicated with this name of Hari, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, also, then he take a vow, Evam Bhatta, so to a Priya Nama, it very becomes more and more dear more and more attractive when the devotee is chanting more and more. The more he chants, the more he wants to chant. Krishneti Varnadvayi, these two syllables, Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, we don't know how much possible nectar could be produced. It dances on the tongue, it enters the courtyard of the heart, it conquers all the other material desires. Steals away. So whether he's in the form of Hari, which is not different from Krishna himself, the form of Krishna, Rama, the Hare Krishna mantra, or Prabhupada said, Bhagavatam Shloka is as good as Hare Krishna mantra. So one becomes absorbed in the... I was just looking at the verses of madness, the Brahmari Gita, Radharani's madness. This is all about Chitra Jalpa, madness. Divyan Mara, becoming mad. The six Goswamis, they came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's exhibiting madness. And I was looking at that. I don't know if I'll have the time, but when Srinivasacharya came to Vrindavan, he was already mad with love of God. In fact, he was giving an explanation to one shloka, and Jiva Goswami was listening, and he was so intoxicated hearing Srinivasacharya that he included it in his sandarbhas. So what Srinivasacharya went, and then just one day, after Srinivasa Narottam had come to Vrindavan, this Raghava Pandit, he was a great acharya in our line. He wrote the Hari, what is it? Prakash. Is it? What's it called? Krishna Bhakti Prakash. And many other books. Anyway, he was always absorbed in a very respectable person, Jiva Goswami's good friend. So he came in to see Jiva Goswami. Narottam and Srinivas were there. And Jiva Goswami had already just completed his parikrama of Vrindavan, but he didn't really, he had other stuff to do with him. He said, Raghava Pandit, now that you've come, you can take them on the tour of Vrindavan. And as some of it is described here, maybe I can read a little. It starts. There's different chapters, about 8-9 chapters that I have here. So on the fifth wave, Bhakti Ratnakara means the jewel mine of bhakti. So this is mostly, this book is by the Narahari Chakravarti. Describes six Goswamis, especially describes not so much Rupa and Sanatana. It also described, but when Srinivas came, at least this part, he couldn't get the direct darshan of Rupa and Sanatan, and Gopal Bhatta also had disappeared. But three Goswamis, he was getting the direct association, Jiva, Raghunath, and he couldn't get Raghunath Bhatta, but Gopal Bhatta was there, staying also. So I can just say, just because here it's talked about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going in Mathura. So the glories, actually, Mathura Mahatmya, many books describe the glories of Mathura, but here also there's many quotes, but too many actually to read with very quickly. So here. There's so many verses, they're really amazing. It says the three syllables of the word Mathura are the forms of three deities. And then Mathura equal to the three syllables AUM. So Lord Chaitanya is in Mathura in ecstasy. And when you read the glories, it says that even if one meditates in Mathura and he never even goes there, he will go there in his next life. That anything done in any other holy place may take some time to get purified, but in Mathura, immediately one becomes a person who resides for three nights in Mathura. Hari gives the bliss even liberated souls cannot attain. Anyway, there's so many verses here quoted. So when we get up to even this Narahari Chakravarti, he's a great pundit, he's quoting dozens and dozens of verses. He says, how can I describe the various holy places beginning, holy times beginning with Janmashtami, and also the holy places. He says there's 6 billion or 600 billion, so you have to choose. 6 billion is enough for me, but 6 billion holy places in Mathura. So when it says Mahaprabhu into all of them, maybe he's the only one who can do that. 6 billion or 600 billion, take your choice. Once you get to 6 billion, then if you have a little energy left, you can go to the other 50, what is it, 556 billion. Okay, where am I? There's so many things here. Okay. Oh, there's glories of these different bathing gods. A person who, we mentioned them, 24. A person who bathes in Ardha Chandra attains the eternal spiritual world. Of this, there's no doubt. Someone who dies at Ardha Chandra goes to my realm. This is Krishna speaking in Puranas. Persons who, though they die in other places, have performed pious deeds in Ardha Chandra attain liberation, even if they did not receive proper cremation and proper last rites. Even sinners are praised in the spiritual world for as long as they stay in Ardha Chandra. Even sinners are praised. So this is just one of those gods speaking. And then there's glorification of many of them. Adi Purana. Even a person who has murdered Brahmins, drunk liquor, killed cows, or broken vows becomes purified of his sins by circumambulating Mathura. By seeing a pilgrim that has circumambulated Mathura, the people become purified. Their sins go far away. Now they're going on the parikram. Look, here is the home of Vasudeva and Devaki. Lord Krishna, the master of the worlds, took birth here. The glories of Krishna's birthplace are revealed in the Puranas. By visiting here at certain auspicious times, one attains spiritual benefit that has no limit. Be interesting to see the Bengali. You have this book in Bengali? I'm sure. Oh, and here's a quote from Skanda Purana. O Kartikeya, anyone who fasts and chants japa at Lord Krishna's birthplace in Mathura becomes free of all sins. In Padma Purana it says, persons who during the month of Kartik, even only once, enter Lord Krishna's birthplace, attain the association of Krishna, the eternal personality of Godhead. Oh, Srinivas. This is now this Raghava Pandit. He's speaking to Srinivas. Sorry. Please gaze at the deity of Lord Keshava. Here, Lord Chaitanya wonderfully danced. At that time, everyone floated in a flood of ecstatic spiritual love. Everyone said, this person must be Lord Keshava Rai himself. Who has the power to describe the glories of this deity of Lord Keshava? By circumambulating him, one circumambulates the seven continents of the earth. Interesting, they knew about seven continents. A person who chants the glories of Keshava, Lord Keshava, finds all his sins perish. When performed on holy auspicious occasions, that chanting brings spiritual benefit that has no end. One who circumambulates Lord Keshava circumambulates the earth's seven continents. When one glorifies Lord Keshava, the sins of this birth and previous births are all at once destroyed. Look, a great wonder is manifest in Mathura. The Supreme Personality of God is eternally manifest in the form of three glorious deities. These deities are Dirga Vishnu, Padmanabha, and Swayambhuva. Anyone who sees them, even only once, attains all desires. So this way, Srinivas is getting this great tour of Mathura and Vrindavan. Goes on. Guhya Tirtha, that was mentioned. And again, it grants liberation from the world of birth and death. Anyone who bathes here is honored in my spiritual world. Even the demigods find it difficult to approach the holy place named Prayag Tirtha. So these same Tirthas are there now, these same bathing gods. Simply bathing in Kanakala Tirtha, one attains great wealth. It is a very secret holy place of mine. Simply bathing there, one enjoys the spiritual sky. That must be the wealth. Here is the holy place, Tinduka. Simply by bathing there, one attains Vishnu Loka. And then there's a quote. Surya Tirtha destroys all sin. Baroch and his son, Bali Maharaj, performed austerities there. Bathing there during the solar or lunar eclipse or during Sankranti or on a Sunday, one attains the benefit of having performed Rajasuya Yajna. Another quote. So many verses are quoted. Sunday, it's interesting. Anyone who on a Sunday devotedly serves this holy place becomes free of disease, attains wealth. In the end, he attains the supreme spiritual world. Here is Dhruva Tirtha. Dhruva performed austerities here. Bathing here, he attains Dhruva Loka. This is certain. Performing Shraddha here, one delivers his ancestors. By performing Japa and other spiritual activities here, one attains the benefits of having visited all the other holy places. There you go. If you're lazy, just go there. The Prabhupada actually said that our temple, the Krishna Balaram Mandir, is actually the holiest place. I was there in Mayapur in 75 in the Lotus building. Prabhupada was giving lecture. So he was saying, Janma Karma Chame Dibyung. There's Janma and Karma. He said, Prabhupada, very bold person. He said, so our temple is more important because we're doing the work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that, the preaching, prachar. Therefore, many people, in those days, people, of course, nowadays too, they go to the Janmasthan. I'm sure everyone goes to Janmasthan, but he probably was transcendentally proudly proclaiming that the work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's one thing that says, Balo Ami, Balo Gora. Just simply saying a lot of things, but don't do the activities of Gora, you know, that know that Gora is, that who Gora is and what his activities are. Ami agya dilo kore. I give this order, go out and preach. To jare tare. Everyone and anyone, go out. This is so Mahaprabhu is telling Prakasananda that. How important it is. That is, and he was also acting very humble. My guru told me, Guru More Morka Deki Kore Shashani, chastise me. Nahika Vedanta Adhikar. You don't have actually the Adhikar. You're not at the level, you don't have the Adhikar to study the Vedanta. Simply you chant. So. But Prabhupada mentions in the purports, different purports, that we should know the conclusion of Vedanta. It's not necessary, but if you want to preach, you have to be able to know these verses. And just like Mahaprabhu was explaining to these, he gave much more. Many times, Kaviraj Goswami says, Ananta Dev, with all his mouths, Ashesha, with all his mouths, he cannot speak the glories of whatever Mahaprabhu could do in one day, 1 hour. Even Kaviraj Goswami, he knew much more, but he said, I have no time to put it in the book. The book will be too big, so now we have to think, my God, so much more that he even knew. He heard from Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das saw it. Many people saw, but he was there, Raghunath Das. I cannot put so much in the book. So although we have 12,000 verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we can think of it like the condensed cotton. Cotton is condensed inside a tiny matchbox, and take it out, it becomes fluffed out. Or like the Chandra Sakanyaya, someone's pointing to a little child. They see the moon, look through the branches, there's the moon. There's the moon. So this is the Udipam. When we read those verses in the Brahma Gita, the ecstasy of the gopis, Radharani, although it says different gopis are chanting each verse, and they're glorifying the different, they're speaking in different mad ways, So madness seems to be the standard to become mad. I become Kiba Mantra Dilo Goshai, Kiba Tarabal, Japite Japite Mantra. Ami Hoy Pagal. I became mad. What kind of mantra did you give me anyway? Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the mantra. Nija Naam. It is his name only. Hari, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, all those names, but Mahaprabhu is giving the name, Nija Nama Kori Dan, he's giving his own name, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhu Kohai Kahilam, a Maha Mantra, right? He's giving the Maha Mantra. Some people still doubt, what is Maha Mantra, what is it? They make up their own mantra. I remember I went to England in 77, and there was, somehow or other, these posters were put all over in the subway, and the posters, amazingly, they said, Hari Soham, Soham. It was like a Maha Mantra that someone made up. And just to get on the other side of those tracks, I mean, that's dangerous. But, I don't know, such a sorry, you remember that?
No.
No. Anyway, maybe it was a thing and they tore it down afterwards, but it was all over the place. Someone had made up a Maha Mantra. You are that. Soham means I am God. So it's a complete opposite of the meaning of we're begging for, to Radharani for some service. Sevanu Rupa Mudeo Naparavaratva Seva. Sam Sevaya Suratur. This is a desire tree. The more seva one can perform, chanting Hare Krishna, chanting Bhagavatam, any kind of menial service, is like a desire tree, more realization is there. Or even one doesn't get realization. Krishna tramples, Lord Chaitanya says. So, this is a standard when the Panchatattvas see that the persons are eating these fruits and becoming mad, rolling on the ground. Gada gadi jive, then they become very pleased. So the people are coming directly to Mahaprabhu, lakh, shank, hundreds, thousands, millions. Naganam, they can't be counted how many people came. They're all getting this, and it's still available here in these books. Okay, so we can see if there's any extra questions and comments. Yeah. Ramanya's first.
Thanks, Pushkarji, for a nice lecture. Huh? So what's the difference between Vrindavan and Mathura? Always the same?
Difference?
The differences.
It's a difference. Oh, Vrindavan is part of Mathura, no?
No, I know, geographical, I know, I've been there.
But Vrindavan is special. I mean, Krishna went to Mathura, it seems very close, but he never came back, supposedly, just to increase. When the gopis were mad, Radharani was mad in the Brahma Gita, she's saying, that's all right, he's speaking to that bee. She's thinking that bee is a messenger, is going to go and he's a spy or a messenger from Krishna, and she's speaking with that bee, just mad, actually, completely mad, Divyan Mata, highest state of madness. So Mahaprabhu, he's also the manifestation, like Radha Krishna, Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti. So he's speaking in the same way, mad, in the mood of Radharani. But Krishna's there or not there, that we have to decide. When Uddhava went there and he saw how mad they were, he was begging for that. Asama ho charnarini jusham ham sham. Bejo mukunda padavim. Shruti bir and migya. All the shrutis are searching for this, what these gopis have. Uddhava was the most learned person, but he said, now that I've seen these gopis' madness, Radharani's madness, Nanda Yasoda's madness, now all the shrutis are searching for billions of years. It says Lord Brahma's in the Brahma Samhita, it says like that, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atmabham. Difficult to get, very difficult to get. But Mahaprabhu is coming, giving it out. Lakhs of people. Just see, lakhs of people were there. And it's Srinivas, he imbibed it. There's also mad searching, where is Krishna? There's, Six Goswami was there, were there just before that. described that Hey Radhe Vajate Vike Chalalite Nanda Suno Kutaha. Where are you? Govardhana Parapatale, are you at the Govardhan Radha Kunda Tate, Kalinda Tanaya Tate, Chabangsa? Preman Madhava Sharashi. They were mad, completely in full madness. Full. Completely. But still they're looking for Krishna. They probably said they don't say they're finding, but they're looking, looking, looking. So this is the viraha mood.
It says that there's no differences between the holy places. Vrindavan and Mayapur Navadvipa are the same level, but in some places they emphasize more one holy place than the other one. Like
right.
Now, this morning you mentioned in the scriptures all the importance of Mathura, all the holy places there in Mathura. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, no? Vrindavan too.
Right, he did it.
So just mention quickly too, a few years ago when I went to India in Vrindavan, I was South Indian and then Vrindavan, you know, and during Karti, so many buses go to different holy places for Parikram. The devotees go every day. So personally, I was just feeling very happy and satisfied to be in the temple, Krishna Vagan Mandir, chanting, reading there without going to holy places. I was just feeling, I wanted to be in the temple. I was feeling, I don't need to go anywhere. Just myself, I was thinking, she doesn't need to go anywhere. I feel so happy and satisfied being in Krishna Vallar Mandir, you know, chanting, reading, doing service, things like that.
Also, if you want to preach, nowadays, of course.
There, right in the temple, so many guests. Thousands of guests every day.
That's it. Yeah. But nowadays, everything is on hold. But
the whole world.
Yeah, the whole world on hold. So, yes, here's the microphone.
So is it like an actual Parikram path that you can do around all?
Yeah, they have it. They do it. Different. Many people do. Yeah, there's a definite route, right? Is it various or? Huh? It's a marg. You go, you know, and it takes a long time.
Yeah. So how
they
long
spend
does
a whole
take?
Month?
Because Mathura is quite a big place.
Yeah.
So it would take how long to do that Parikram? Anybody know?
You're muffled. What did you say?
Oh, you can go by not walking.
Yeah. You can take bus also. You can take rickshaw. You can,
really?
If you're too old, or you don't, you know, you don't have to walk. But
all right. Okay. Thank you.
But you get more, I guess, out of walking. Anything else there? Okay then. Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Yeah. Yeah.